the Business on RTE Radio 1 with Bank of Ireland, supporting businesses during National Enterprise Week this November 14th to 21st.
Now, fashion retailer Primark, known of course in this part of the world as Penney's, is expanding into the US in partnership with the American chain Sears. Primark will open its first stateside shop in Boston next year, with a further 6 store openings in the pipeline over the next 12 to 18 months. Damien O'Reilly lectures in retail management at the Dublin Institute of Technology. Damien, a very interesting move for Primark. Is it a big jump for the company to go across the Atlantic?
Yeah, good morning. It is a big jump. It's been mooted for some time, and they are opening their own store in Boston, the first big store in Boston themselves, by the end of next year. Now, this one with Sears is something slightly different in that they are leasing floor space from Sears, something like a concession, but it's not a concession in that they are taking around 70,000 square feet in 7 stores. So that's quite a huge square footage. And they'll have their own entrances and exits in it. So they're going to operate like independent stores within a store. So I think it's an excellent opportunity for them. Minimum risk moving into the States, where it's very difficult for European retailers to make substantial gains within that market. Very, very difficult market. They've gone for the Northeast.
We've seen even the likes of Tesco, I know, in a slightly different market.
Indeed,
obviously, they were going down the grocery market, but a spectacular failure for them, even given their muscle and their retailing know-how.
Yeah, and Marks and Spencer's, it costs, they estimate, anything between $1 and $2 billion, depending on how you estimate the losses for Tesco's. It's very difficult to get the market right in the US. For example, Zara in the US have been slated because they use the same products that they have here in Europe, and the Americans tend to be of a larger size and they can't get those sizes there. So I'm wondering how Primark is saying they're introducing something similar as they have here, the products that they have here. But I wonder if they'd be slightly larger sizes than they have here to encourage the Americans to purchase there. That probably will mean slightly higher prices if there's slightly more fabric in the garments.
Who will be their most serious competitors then in that sector of the market when they go into the States?
Well, we will have Forever 21 probably and H&M in the States, but there's nobody to compare with.
So retail names that we'd be familiar with here.
Indeed, yeah. They'd be the two big players that they'll be competing against. But if you look at as they're saying, that the average price for a dress in Forever 21 is $28 and the average price in Primark is going to be $18 to $20. So they'll have a significant price difference, and they're going to the States, and it's going to be the big selling point is going to be their price.
I saw some of the coverage in the US, particularly an article in Forbes, which seemed to be quite snooty about the whole idea of Penney's opening up in Sears outlets. What do you make of that?
Yeah, Sears is a traditional upmarket US retailer. Unfortunately, over the last number of years, it hasn't been doing very well. It needs a cash injection, and this will definitely help being able to do that in 7 of the stores. Regarding that, I think that those things are dated. It's like saying, and I know Pizza Parnell, when they went here and people were moaning the loss of something, but I mean, it hasn't maybe kept up with the times, or maybe whoever's writing that. I mean, you've got Primark in Oxford Street, 2 stores in Oxford Street. You've got Primark here in Grafton Street, and we've got Primark in Dundrum. All the big shopping centres now have a Primark because it attracts such huge footfall.
I keep calling it Penney's, obviously, which is a Freudian
Primark
slip,
Penny's,
but its history, of course, is very much Irish-based. For people who aren't familiar with that, it did start in Dublin on Mary Street, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, indeed, in 1969, and the Arthur Ryan started it, and he did a deal with Galen Weston at the time, and he said, I'll take the job on basically without any pay, and if it works, it works. You can pay me, and if it doesn't work, you don't have to pay me. But it worked, and it's obviously been a phenomenal success.
And the Westons, they'd be the same Canadian retailing family who'd be behind Brown Thomas, is it?
Indeed, yeah. They own, or they're large shareholders in ABF, Associated British Foods. Now, Associated British Foods, the retails, they do a lot of food commodities, but they have a retail sector which includes Primark, which includes Selfridges, and which includes Brown Thomas. And another thing to talk about that series is that there is a Primark concession in Selfridges in the UK.
So they have managed to make it work even in more,
indeed, even though they're part of the same
upmarket retail locations.
Yeah, even though they're part of the same company, Selfridges and Primark, but they, they deem it that they can have a Primark concession within Selfridges without taking the image down.
And we talk about the difficulty of the model travelling, but it travelled from Ireland to the UK. They're in many markets now across the EU and adding to that all the time. So it does seem to be, I suppose, ultimately, if you're offering something at a very low cost, there seems to be always a market wherever you go.
Yeah, and the reason they can do that is that they have a very, very efficient supply chain, and they've developed that over the last 10, 15 years to be able to develop that, and that's been able to bring them the low prices. And that's what they do better than anybody else, because they don't have a huge brand name. The brand name, because you don't see advertisements for Penneys or Primark on TV. So basically, it's by word of mouth.
You mentioned the supply chain, but obviously they've run into controversy over the way in which they source materials, and particularly over, I suppose, the conditions in factories in certain of the emerging markets in which their clothes have been made. Are they over that, and have they sorted out those issues?
Yeah, what happened in Bangladesh, which was very unfortunate in the loss of 1,000 lives over there, Primark have donated 12 million so far to help those people get over that. Their ethic and the ethics of the supply chain is paramount to the to Primark and to the management of Primark.
Did it hurt them though in from the point of view of the bottom line? I suppose customers will vote with their feet. They don't seem to have done so in this instance.
No, they vote with their feet. I think they had a more serious incident a couple of years ago when there was a Panorama programme that came out saying that they had sweatshops were producing some of their clothing. And what happened was they had agreed a deal with a contractor in India, and everything was fine. The quality was fine. Ethical standards were fine. But what actually happened is that company then sublet it out. Now, that's unfortunate, but they actually dealt with that very well, even though after it, people in general said 75% of people polled straight after the news came out said they would never shop in Penneys or Primark again. But, you know, they didn't.
The price was right ultimately, as you said, they vote with their feet. Is there a significance in them choosing Boston as the first location in which to open? I suppose it's East Coast. That seems to be where they're focusing. Areas where, of course, the diaspora will be strong, not only from here, but from the UK. So people will have a certain familiarity with the brand, or may do.
Indeed. And it's the most comparable area to probably Ireland, or Europe, Northern Europe and Western Europe. Yeah, and I think they're
so
in
that,
looking
that,
at...
The real barometer for success then will be not whether they crack the East Coast and the blue states. It'll be when we see a Primark opening in Texas, I guess. Then we'll know that it's worked.
Well, exactly. You know, if this rolls out and it works well for Sears have something like, I think, 800 stores around the states. So that's kind of a big footprint if they were able to roll it out into all 800 Sears stores throughout the states. But I think that's a long way away. And I think they look at having these as kind of test areas. It won't cost them that much. They have leases. If it doesn't work out, they can get out without losing a lot of money.
And we will see whether the Primark model translates well to the US. Damien O'Reilly, thank you very much.
Yeah.